Hey, good morning, staff and students. We got some excellent news to start off the day. I don't have a song in mind for you. What a relief. Oh, I hear some cheering in the background. Hey, please stand, staff and students, for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Share my really good singing voice with some of you kids, but I'm saving all the music today because we have a guest announcer, a radio DJ, song extraordinaire, wonderful music teacher, Mrs. Johnson. But for now, we just have Mr. Patterson's announcements. This will take a while. Eagle winners, come on down for your picture after your announcements. After school program starts back up this week. That's exciting. Study Buddy and Bells start tonight, so keep that in mind. And the activity group starts tomorrow. Students in the Thursday biking group will need to get their form in and bike here as soon as possible. We will store the bike in the girls' elementary bathroom, which, okay, so it will be safe in there. So that's where the bikes will be stored. Staff, this is for you. There is a box in the workroom for Cheryl for her bucket or Easter basket that we're putting together. So that's a very nice thing. I think you may have read she has had a setback in her health, so keep that in mind. Alexis Nelson, I'm very proud of you, has reached 100 hours in the fourth grade reading club, so good job to you. On Tuesday, that's tomorrow, March 27th, please come to the elementary gym at 6 p.m. for the elementary sock hop. So that's for all grades in our building. And we will, this Friday, have a fourth and fifth grade parents are hosting a grandparents sing-along on March 30th. So apparently there's been a letter gone out, so you were supposed to respond to the elementary office by tomorrow. So that's very exciting. And I think that's my announcements for the music in our schools week. We do have on the lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe's and a bun. That's good, because if you had Sloppy Joe's without a bun, it'd be pretty bad. Eagle expectations are be here, be ready, be respectful, be caring, and be safe. And remember that filling people's buckets fits really well with that. And so keep in mind what we learned from the bucket lady and think about how you can help other people feel healthy and happy by keeping their buckets full. And so that's important to remember. We don't have birthdays on the list. So with that, I'm going to pass off the announcements to Mrs. Johnson, and she is going to take charge and walk you through music.